Hey guys, it's Jessica, founder of Noonday Collection. Welcome to the You Matter podcast. On this podcast, I want you to get ready to be inspired to be more courageous and to own your worth. Get ready to feel connected to the artisan community and to the community where you have a place of belonging, the ambassador community. Because the truth is, you matter, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the conversation. Everyone, welcome to this week's episode of You Matter. I'm Katie McCauley, your community manager, and I'm here with Jessica Honegger. And today we are talking about Uganda. And on the episode right now, we have Brandy Mendenhall and Katie Carruth. Thanks for joining us today, ladies.
Hey, guys. So we're actually Skyping with Katie and Brandy, so I can see their beautiful faces wearing their Noonday. And I'm so excited to get to talk with you guys, Brandy and Katie. Thanks so much for your time today. So we want to talk about Uganda. And just as we wrap up ambassador trips in general, that we have one more left, the last group of Guatemala girls. So I did just want to talk about some of the themes that we've heard as people are coming back in. And I know something that we talked a lot about in Peru was how we could be curious. So how we could go into these cultural situations and instead of trying to have all the answers, have more questions than we have answers. And certainly when we're traveling in other cultures, it's a great opportunity to stay curious and instead of being, you know, why haven't they served me my food? And I've been sitting here for 45 minutes or how come they're doing it like this? But instead to be, I wonder, why is that? What's happening here? And then curious about one another too, as ambassadors and we all come from different geographies, from different backgrounds. We're really a diverse group, though I will like to see that become even more diverse in the years, but how can we be curious about one another? And then consciousness, you know, I think that and that's something that is so hard to do is to stay present and conscious on a daily basis, just because we have so many distractions available to us. Y'all might know I'm on a social media fast right now, which is so crazy. And I'm like, woo, this is, I don't know, I can maybe get used to this. And then we really talk about connection at Noonday, and we talk about how did you on this trip connect newly with ambassadors and connect newly with artisans, and what are some connections that you came away with? So I really wanted to have the idea of having Brandy and Katie on is having someone who's been with Noonday for a few years and someone who's been with Noonday for less than that. Brandy, we would definitely consider one of our founding ambassadors, and she came to our first Shine conference when there were about 12 of us 5 years ago. So I was super excited for her to get to go and really see the impact she's made over 5 years, you know, getting to look back and really have that context. And then Katie, I was excited to hear about Katie's experience as a newer, or, you know, new is really, consider more to be like 2 months old. So,
joining in 2015.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we start off? Katie, why don't you share how you kind of became an ambassador and how you decided on Uganda? And then Brandy, you can share the same, and then we'll kind of kick the conversation off from there.
Absolutely. So we're from the same college. She was actually a family friend of my husband's family. They had grown up together. And so I had heard about Noonday. I knew she was an ambassador, and we were working through the adoption process of bringing my son Xander home. And I contacted her about doing an adoption trunk show. But my son from match to birth was 11 days. And so we didn't have time for any kind of trunk show. So he came and I still wanted to do it. So she came over, we did a trunk show, and the rest was history. I was writing blogs for friends within a few days, like just kind of getting into the whole, like, who Noonday is with anyone I could talk to. And she contacted me and was like, you're actually already doing this ambassador thing. Why don't you like join and get to have the jewelry and get paid for what you're doing and have a bigger impact? So I joined like a week later, right up the day the fall line launched in 2015. So my biggest goal was to go on an artisan trip. That was the only, like one of the only goals I set for myself. The Lord just provided. And in November, I realized I was just a little bit away from 15. So I worked really hard and I qualified for a trip. And at Shine, when we learned about all the different trips, my immediate just heart reaction was Africa. I even just started crying a little because Africa's always been a dream for me. My mom's a missionary and has done lots of different trips, and they've gone to Africa a couple of times, and I had never gotten to go. Things just kept coming up. So it was one of those things that I just was in reach but could never get. And then Uganda, and so I was set. I wanted to go to Uganda. I wanted to go and meet Jolly and Daniel and visit African style. So there was no question in my mind where I wanted to go.
Well, thanks, Katie. I know that serves as a lot of encouragement, especially as we are kicking off fall, now fall 16, and just can serve as a lot of inspiration for so many women who have the same goals you had. And absolutely, you can accomplish that goal. And we want women to accomplish that goal. That absolutely, man, I get so excited when I think about women coming on trips. The more, the merrier. Brandy, what about you? Tell us your noonday journey.
Okay. Well, I found out about Noonday a long time ago before there were lookbooks. Y'all did have a website, and I think that, Courtney Garrett, who was one of like the first two or three to join, had just joined, and one of her friends had blogged about it, which is, you know, what Katie said she had was doing, to help push the word about Noonday. And I've just read on that blog about Noonday. They were doing a giveaway, kind of announcing Courtney's start. And I just remember going to the website, and I loved the jewelry, but I loved the stories and the pictures of the artisans. It was mainly Jalia, and I think you did have some Ecuadorian pieces back then. And I just was just really in a place. I'd had two kids and I'd struggled with years of infertility. And I think I'd really put motherhood on this pedestal, to where it had really become like an idol to me. And it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, raising little people. And I just, felt like I'd kind of like folded in on myself a little bit. I just remember all I felt like I talked about was like behavioral problems and potty training and, you know, just things with my kids. And I never really was like thinking about anything beyond that. And so when I saw about Noonday and what you guys were doing, I was so inspired, but I was so scared to pull the trigger and become an ambassador. I always joke and say that I prayed more about joining Noonday than I did about marrying my husband, because with him, it was like he was a no-brainer. But with Noonday, there were so many fears and so many insecurities. You know, would people buy? Would people shop? Would they come to my trunk shows? Would anyone host? So it really did take me about 6 months to finally join. And I had in my mind thought, well, as long as there's no one else in North Carolina or there's no one else in my area, then that's for me to join. And this was back when you actually did the interviews, Jessica. I know you could never do that now with, you know, us bringing in like over 100 people a month. But back then it was like an interview. We had to talk to you on the phone. And I just remember you saying, so where did you say you live again? And I said, Cary, North Carolina. And you said, that is so bizarre. I just talked to someone else this morning who lives in Cary, North Carolina, who wants to become an ambassador. And I just felt like, well, that's my answer. I'm not supposed to do this because someone else in my area is joining. And there's just no way possible that there's room for more than one. And that was just such a lie. And I am so thankful that you back then were able to really like pursue people and, you know, sow into them and invest in that relationship, because I can't imagine my life now, if not for Noonday. So thank you so much. for speaking that truth and for making me realize that there's definitely more room at the table than for just one ambassador in a community.
I've pushed you even further than that since, I think.
Oh, yes. Yes. Quite much farther, for sure. And then as far as Uganda, I mean, we were talking on the trip, and I know some of the girls that were on the Ugandan trip, that was like their third choice when they were prepping trip experiences. And Uganda was my only one. Like, I only put Uganda. I didn't put anything else. You know, and we had all these other options, but I only put Uganda because I just felt like if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to take away the time for my family and the investment that it was going to take to go, then I wanted it to be like the trip of a lifetime, like my dream trip. And that was what Uganda was for me. I know that's not the case for everyone, but for me, that's, that was just what I thought would be my dream. It's the one that I've been talking about for all of my time as an ambassador. That's the relationship that has stuck the longest because that was Noonday's first artisan partner group. And so it just felt like the place to go. And I'm so thankful I went.
Cool. Okay. Well, now I'm going to ask y'all to get vulnerable because I know Brandy, I heard through the grapevine, which she was having some fears and hesitations about going. And Katie, I know that, or I'm making an assumption that maybe you would have, as a newer ambassador, did you come in with any fears about, okay, well, how am I going to have a place on this trip and what's it going to be like with all of these women? So Katie, why don't you tell us a little bit about what were some of your hesitations and fears, and then did they get overcome on that trip? And what was that experience like for you to connect with the ambassador community?
Absolutely. My biggest fear in being vulnerable was I was incredibly intimidated. Again, being a newer ambassador and going on this trip with 20 other women who a majority of them have been around since the beginning, and just these incredible women that I am now so incredibly lucky to know. I was just a little intimidated to go and be with these women for that long and on a trip of such, it was, again, a trip of a lifetime. And so I was kind of anxious that I wouldn't necessarily have a place at the table, or that I wouldn't quite know, have the right experiences and things to say or do. And that couldn't have been so far from the truth. Like, it was so wrong. It was lies in my head. Because I showed up and I got to fly out with Krista Box, who I actually know, again, someone from the very beginning, and just setting the stage with that was great. And just getting to spend time with her, and then showing up to Brussels and everyone is there just feeling really overwhelmed, but we were all just immediately hugging and everyone's introducing themselves and like holding onto your arm. Like, I'm so excited you're here. And as just even the trip progressed to where we got to Uganda, I felt like I'd known so many of these women forever. I remember even getting to talk to Brandy before we boarded a plane, and just little conversations totally evaporated all those fears of I wasn't enough to be on this trip. Because Noonday is so different. The women in this company are exceptional. They are all about equality. They're all about just empowerment. And so the whole trip was just a constant encouragement one to the other, whether it was a brand new ambassador who honestly had just joined in like October and made it on a trip, to people who've been there from the very beginning. So that was one of my fears, and it was completely crushed.
That's awesome. So Brandy, I know people tend to think for some reason that longevity and success at Noonday means that you're now immune to all fears ever again. I don't think that's true. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey?
Wow, gosh, I don't even know where to start, Jessica. as you heard, I was very excited about the potential of a Uganda trip. But this spring was so hard for my family. We have been hit financially in ways that we have not ever experienced. Health-wise, my father-in-law almost died tragically. He had just a freak experience happen to him. He had to have emergency open heart surgery in April. Just numerous personal issues that just kept coming up. And I was just like, there is no way I can go on this trip. And some of that was stemming from a fear from when the last trip I had gone on 2 years ago, when I went with you to Guatemala and a small group of girls. We went to Guatemala in 2014. I didn't go anywhere in 2015 because this year had really like taken hold of me. And it sounds so silly. My dog died while I was gone, but he was 15. He had been like the first child for us. He had been there with us through the infertility struggles and everything else. So for him to die during the 5 days that I was gone, I was like, why did this happen on this short little stint of time that I was gone? I felt like I'd abandoned my family. And so last year I did not go on a trip. Even though I had qualified and had even applied to go, but then I was just like, well, I just don't feel the grace to go. And a lot of that was me like not allowing myself to feel the grace to go, because I guess it was kind of like a punishment to myself to not enjoy these opportunities that we have. And so this year with the Uganda thing and with all of this stuff going on financially and emotionally and everything else, I was just like, I just don't think I can go. And a lot of I think was trust. And you know, what's me being here going to stop anything from happening? And even if I am here, you know, really, is that where I'm supposed to be? So thankfully, you encouraged me. And I also did have a hostess, a noonday hostess, who knew that we were having some struggles. And she called me and said she and her husband had been praying about something and asked me if it would be crazy for her to pay for me to go. And I was like, yes, that would be very crazy for you to pay for me to go. But she said that she really, really wanted to do that, to sow into my business, into what Noonday's doing around the world. And so she paid for everything. She paid for my vaccine. She paid for my trip. She even gave me spending money. So it was such a tremendous blessing that I would not have if not for Noonday. Like, not only would I not have had the opportunity for a trip like that, but I would not have had the relationship with this woman in my community, because I never had known her before Noonday. She had been a hostess and that was it. So, you know, it was just like a huge confirmation to me to go, that someone was willing to do that for me. And, you know, my husband released me, my children released me to go. Everyone was just encouraging me to go. And so, you know, that was just one huge fear and one huge lie that I just had to say, you know what, I am going to trust that everything's going to be fine. And if, you know, if I'm where I'm supposed to be, then that's the only thing that should matter to me. And, I'm so thankful I went, because that the whole time I was gone, I just felt like I was just being like just submerged in peace. I did not have any doubt that I was right where I was supposed to be. So, yeah, I'm really thankful that I do have such a community of people who rally around and, or, you know, like call out when you're letting fear dictate your choices and things like that. It kind of stinks sometimes, because I would rather not be accountable to other people, because, you know, we all want to be our own boss. But I'm really thankful for the relationships that I have for those women who say, do this, do it.
And why don't you speak to that a little bit as an ambassador who's going on a trip? I mean, you have now, you know, one of your best friends in the world through Noonday that was traveling with you, Shannon, and then other women that you've walked with now for years. Did you have hesitations of like, you know, and I think you're a little bit more of an introvert of mm-hmm. who's like, you know what, I'm just going to hunker down with these people that I know. And I just am going to play the comfort card here. when that came up, you know, what did you do to kind of then have to be conscious and have to be like, you know what, I'm going to go connect with someone like Katie, who's new, kind of as an introvert and as someone who has a lot of your best friends. How do you come out of that place to continue that culture of inclusion that we've been able to build at Noonday?
Well, I think I'm also like an extremely empathetic person. And so it's been a really a big struggle for me to like learn how to navigate that. You know, like I can pick up a lot of junk around me that's not meant for me to bear. And so I do think that when I'm preparing for a trip, I do kind of tend to kind of like want to close all the windows and all the doors. And I just want to be like, okay, I'm not going to take in any junk. I'm not going to be bonding with all these other people who are going to kind of push me outside of this and, you know, like make me feel and, you know, all that stuff. And so I do generally get that way before I'm going on a trip. And I always, you can ask anybody that I talk to beforehand. It's like, I'm hating the packing. I'm hating all the preparation. I'm hating all the planning that's required beforehand. But when you are on, when you're in an experience with people, the only way to fully experience it is with those people. Like you cannot really have a full experience if it's just you. And so I think just, you know, realizing that no one's out to intentionally hurt you. No one's out to intentionally exclude you. Everyone is the same. You know, we're all struggling with insecurities and issues and, you know, what if they don't like me or what if I say something dumb or what if, oh, something's going on. You know, all these external insecurities that you have about yourself. Everyone has them. And so I think just really trying to embrace that and see like, you know, she's struggling the same way I am, or maybe something happened. I know one morning, like the very first morning we left, we went to have breakfast and two girls got left behind. And I was like, about to have a nervous breakdown because I was like, oh my gosh, what if they are like feeling like no one cared about them or that no one knew that, you know, like we didn't even recognize that they weren't with us. And, you know, like I was just like totally falling apart inside thinking like, oh my God, Lord Jesus, please just protect their hearts. Don't let them be feeling this. And then when, you know, we realized what it had, they gone and gotten and brought them back to breakfast, they had totally, it had not registered. Their clock was wrong. And so they had been sitting there thinking that they were early when they were actually late. And so it was, I realized that I sometimes build things up and get a little dramatic about things. And I always wonder where my daughter gets that from. But it actually, like, I think it's very common that we do tend to like build this internal dialogue. And it always makes me think about, you know, you talking about at Shine about what are the stories that we're telling ourselves. And when, you know, we allow fear and insecurity and like that, then we can really miss out on the full experience. And so that was just trying to be intentional about, you know, realizing, okay, they probably have the same insecurities that I have right now. And just trying to build that bridge through all of that and just be present in that experience and fully enjoying it together.
Oh, that's awesome. I know I led a trip with 19 ambassadors and Joe, and then I know y'all were on a bigger trip too with 20. And I know on the last night we all just said like we were a little nervous about the size, and yet it felt like half the size that it really was because and of that, those, the value that we have that's so alive and well at Noonday, which is around, you know, inclusion and connection and better together. And it is a hard dynamic. You know, I even struggle with it, you know, as someone who I value depth with people. And so sometimes I do want to, oh my gosh, I get to finally spend time with this person that I've known for years. But then if I just focus on that, then I miss out on, you know, the wonderful person right next to me ready to experience this with me too. So it was just awesome to hear about y'all's trip from Travis and Laura. And just they were so impressed with the qualities and the values that they saw you guys exhibiting, your adaptability and collaboration and connection. So I just, of course, it makes me just a proud mama bear. Just love it. I'm like, yes, yes. So anyway, well, so let's talk about, obviously, the reason you guys went was to go visit African Style and really connect deeper with not just Jolly and Daniel, but the artisans that they employ, the artisan entrepreneurs. So Katie, tell us a little bit about that and about, you know, what if there's one image that you have now that you're sort of holding on to, or a place where you finally like broke through cultural gaps or broke through maybe a conception you had about Noonday that proved to either be true or not true. What was that for you?
So first, like an image that just sticks in my head. When we got there that first day, we had breakfast, but then we were going to Arkansas for the very first time. So this was going to be the moment that we all met. They told us to hold on because the drums weren't there. And we were all like, come again, drums. So we pull up and walk through the gates and there's drums and there's dancing and there's screaming, like singing and, everyone is just so excited and hugging. And it was just like this quick, like glimpse in my mind, like a glimpse of heaven, just singing and dancing and joining with people all over the world. And so in my mind, seeing the artisans for the first time in African style with just unashamed joy and, getting to hug their necks, yet I didn't know them, yet. And so we're just all hugging, so excited to see each other. And so that has just been like a constant replay in my mind, which then we turned into relationships and getting to know these artisans and these women for who they are. And not just that they make jewelry, but their stories of who they are as a person, who they were before African style and who they are now because of African style. And so like with Noonday, it's always been this like beautiful story for me. And, you know, that between you, Jessica, and Jolia, and then all the things that have come between that, like, it's just been this beautiful story. And now I have seen that story with my eyes and it's real. It's so real. Walking in and seeing the artisans, seeing the guys cut the paper, seeing them make the jewelry and watching them varnish the jewelry, like all the tiny little steps, watching it, seeing their faces, like it just became so real to me. And not just this beautiful story, but like an actual true reality. And so trying to explain that to people as I come back, the words just fall short. And so it's just totally opened my eyes even more to who and what Noonday is. And it's been incredible.
Awesome. Brandy, what about you?
Well, I am still having a hard time like bringing it down, like to succinct moments. I do know that we had a little reception, like party, kind of like you would have like after a wedding type event, with the artisans where it was like multiple tables and, everyone, you know, was already kind of dispersed. They were all the artisan partners were already in this big room and we came in and they were so intentional about making us come, you know, like to sit with them, you know, so it was like one or two ambassadors at a table with our artisan partners and just the level of vulnerability that was for them, you know, to be like, well, these are all my friends. We're all here. Some of us never even been to a party like this before, you know, like that was truly, some of them have never been to a party like that. And so for them to just actively pursue us and the connection with us and to be so intentional in talking with us and asking us questions. And, you know, they wanted to know how trunk shows work and, you know, all the ins and outs of our side of the business and the level of curiosity that they had for that, was just really, really awesome. Like it was just really, really cool. Although I still don't think they really understand how vital they are to our business. I wish there was some other way that we could relay that to them. You know, we all were telling them, but it's because of you and it's because of what you do that helps us have jobs. It's not just a one-way street. So that party though, that was like the funnest thing I've ever been to in my life. It really outshined Shine. It was just the dancing that they were getting up there on the microphone and singing, and it was just the best. It was so much fun. So I really loved that. But since I have been on a few artisan trips at this point in my Noonday career, the other part that I really love is just watching my ambassador sisters who are getting to do this for the first time. And when they make that connection, like Katie was talking about, where it becomes more than just like they get to retell stories that they've read on our blog or heard you relay back from your trips. But when they get to have that personal interaction with an artisan and then have a story that has, that touches them in a very personal and powerful way. I know Deidre had a moment that really, even though it wasn't my moment, it's like one of the highlights of the trip was just seeing her relay a conversation that she had with one of our artisan partners at African Style, who just, you know, really, she just said, there's hope here. And that really became like the whole banner of the trip for me was just like continuously, like that just kept coming back to me is that there's hope here. And in this world, there feels like there's not a lot of hope. So when you know that you are part of an organization that is helping other people feel that hope, I mean, it's worth every trunk show. It's worth every time that someone tells you no. It's worth every sacrifice that we make as ambassadors on this side of the equation to be able to have that, like to be a part of that continuum of hope is just, it's hard to words how amazing that is.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of hope, I know that we are in the middle of just a really, really challenging, really month of violence. Orlando, Dallas this morning, Baton Rouge this week,
Minnesota. I'm forgetting a city.
We are seeing a level of hate that, you know, we don't often see so much at once. And, you know, I love the quote by Martin Luther King that hate doesn't drive out hate, love drives out hate. And let's talk a little bit about boldness and how as ambassadors and how as artisans, they are also becoming more bold to use their voices to stand up for what's right. I think of some artisans in African Style that are even going and getting tested for HIV that hadn't before because they were afraid of a stigma and are now on the right medicine, or stepping in for healthcare for their kids, or standing up to husbands who have land grabbed from them. And I think about even Jalia this week, we were emailing talking about the feeling of being too much. And she and I both married very similar men. You guys got to meet Daniel. Daniel and Joe, we joke, are like Joe is the American version of Daniel. And just we marry these very servant-hearted men, and we hear a lot about like how amazing our husbands are because they just serve and they're just humble and they're so full of love. And then like as their wives, sometimes we feel like, I don't know, kind of the like loud, like too much. And so some of us has felt, Jolly and I both at times felt like we needed to dial back because of our husbands and how we both walked through this journey of really owning our too muchness as being like a really good thing, and how speaking up has enabled other women to open up doors for them. So can you talk to me a little bit about maybe your own journey of boldness or even how you saw that on the trip? You saw a level of boldness, even with the artisans, a level of courage that you knew that your job as an ambassador was helping to create for them. Maybe Brandy, you can speak to it since you kind of had that idea.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I know Jalia was talking, I think I might have heard something that she was saying about how she had actively gone to the police station a number of times on behalf of one of the artisans that work with African Style. And this was recent. This was, like domestic dispute between the wife and the husband, where the husband was definitely in the wrong. And I remember Travis saying something like, yeah, that's not Jalia. 5 years ago, Jalia would have never done that. And I remember thinking, Yeah, 5 years ago, I would never stand up for anything either. I mean, I would probably stand up for my kids because, you know, that's what mamas are supposed to do. But as far as like people that I've never even met or people that I've never seen, or, you know, like a particular race that I'm not necessarily part of that race, it's like, you know, how can you stand up for something that you don't even, you don't know anything about? But June Day has definitely, just the community of women that we, just the like-mindedness, the, you know, like Katie was talking about earlier, just the community of women who seek to not only be empowered themselves, but to empower others. And to just be with these women who like are just like starved for justice. Wow. I mean, it's like, it's contagious. So it's definitely, I don't even know how to describe the person that I was before. I was very afraid of confrontation. I was very much a people pleaser. You know, very, had a lot of junk that tried to keep me from being me and really standing up for what I believe in. And now, because I felt like I've been educated, I've been exposed, and I've, you know, been challenged. And, you know, that scripture that says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And I feel like there are so many women in this community that have helped be that for me, just as a person on this planet. And so, you know, knowing that our artists and partners like Jahlia and other women who are standing up to, you know, the patriarchal societies that they've been raised in and everything else, that have told them that they're less than, even in your community there in Austin, with the You Matter did with the, person that works there in home office that was the Burmese refugee. You know, all of that, what we're doing is so empowering, across the world. It's not just, well, what's in this for me? It's truly, you know, about the other. And when you are empowering and helping to lift up those other people, you get the benefit. It's just like a blessing that comes out of it. And so I was just so impressed to hear that about Jahlia, and that's not who she's always been. Maybe she has been trying to kind of damper, you know, like what she felt on the inside, just as I had. But because of being with other women who are continuously helping push, you know, we're not going to let you quit. We're not going to let you stay home in fear. We're not going to let you be quiet in this. You're going to, you know, like this, you have this in you, use it. And, yeah, that to me has been one of the biggest changes. And again, it's thanks to Noonday and the community that you've built, Jessica. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Brandy. Katie, I'd love to hear, just as now you're going into fall and we always have to dial back up our boldness and get ready to be fierce again, how did this trip help embolden you? Or did you, tell us a little bit more about that story of boldness, and we'll leave on that note.
Absolutely. So spring has been very difficult. My little has been pretty sick on and off, and my husband kind of changed roles in his job. And so spring was very hard for me with balancing acts of all the things. And then I went on this trip and just was completely and utterly revitalized, just empowered by the artisans and their stories and how they have taken so many bold steps to be where they are, and so many of them to go against cultural norms to be this incredible person that they are. And so as fall comes around, one of the big things that's new for me is I have started to enlist to be a coach and to enlist new ambassadors. And that's really big for me because that was something I really didn't think I was wanting to do. Noonday was kind of just this passion and thing for me that I felt was able to give me my feet firmly planted in Austin, but also firmly planted in places that I was legitimately helping and doing things. So it's just kind of this other thing I was doing, but now it's become, I want this to be way more in my life than it is. I want to be a larger voice. I want to be a bigger impact for these artisans. So for fall, I am bringing on new ambassadors. I am changing the way I do my business and trying to do a lot more trunk shows than I had in the past, and to be extremely intentional how I do this, and to be a little bit more bold in my asks, and just people who have been on the sidelines with Noonday to try to bring them into more of a spotlight. So it's a big thing for me. I feel very out of my element, but it's a really good place, and I am excited about it. And I am being encouraged by other members in Noonday who aren't even on my team that I'm on, like just other women who, you know, there's no benefit for them other than it is huge for the artisans and it's huge for the company. And so just encouraging me in my business. And so I'm so excited about it.
I love that, Katie. And I just love hearing both of y'all's perspectives coming from, you know, different places at Noonday Collection within our community. And I know there's so many women listening right now that haven't been on a trip, and we have several hundred new, brand new women that have just joined in the last, you know, 4 to 5 months, and they're listening and they're inspired. And, you know, I think so much of our experience within the community can come from our own perceptions, and sometimes our own perceptions are wrong. And those perceptions, you know, we filter our experiences through those perceptions. But then what I love is when we walk through that and past our fears, you know, that Brandy didn't stay this summer, and Katie, that you decided I can be new, but I can still go for it. I can have this as a goal. And then you also chose to engage and not stay in that place of I'm not enough on that trip. And it really is, as we begin to tell ourselves empowering stories of who we are, of our own worth, that we're able to really focus less on ourselves, because the other narrative is very self-focused. It's looking in the mirror. But as we just say, man, I am a badass. I do have a voice. I am a courageous, brave, strong woman, and I have no reason to walk in shame. That's when we're able to pour out. That's when we're able to look outwards and see the opportunities that are around us. And then even if the opportunities aren't standing right in our face, we can still go to bed not feeling inadequate and like we're not enough, but just keep pressing forward. And we're building something really special together. And I'm just so happy that you guys got to experience that. And hopefully, I know through your words today, many other women will get to experience that with you guys. So I will see you guys at Shine.
Yep.
If not before Absolutely. Then. And thank you so much for your time today. Let's go make it happen. Fall 2016.
Woohoo!